Independent Senator Bernie Sanders is considering a second bid for president after running a strong race in the 2016 Democratic primary against Hillary Clinton. But circumstances are likely to be very different for Sanders in 2020 should he decide to run. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
Today, here in our small state, a state that has led this nation in so many ways, I am proud to announce my candidacy for President of the United States of America.
In late May of 2015, standing at the lakefront in Burlington with the Adirondack Mountains unfolding behind him, Independent Senator Bernie Sanders formally announced that he would seek the Democratic presidential nomination. Sanders promised his campaign would mark the beginning of a political revolution. Jeff Weaver was Sanders' campaign manager. He says at the time of the announcement, Sanders was unknown to a national audience.
He was at 3% in the polls. Large numbers of people across the country did not even know who he was. So it's a very different environment in 2020 than it was in 2015, 2016.
Weaver says there's no question a 2020 presidential campaign by Sanders will be very different from 4 years ago.
I think he has an opportunity to create a much more robust campaign infrastructure than we had last time when we were all running around trying to both do a campaign and build the organization at the same time. So there were a lot of unknowns last time, which I think are known this time, and that does create a big difference.
There are indications that as many as 20 candidates will seek the Democratic nomination. Weaver doesn't view a large field as a problem. He says Sanders will be credited for bringing a progressive agenda to the Democratic Party.
He really has an established a record, and if he were to run for president and if he were to be successful, you know, people will have confidence that, in fact, he will follow through on the policy agenda that he has articulated for decades and decades.
But UVM political science professor Ellen Anderson says Sanders will find 2020 to be a different kind of race because he's no longer the sole progressive voice in the Democratic field. Anderson says there could be 5 or 6 younger candidates who share Sanders' agenda.
And that means the space that Bernie had to operate, this sort of progressive leftist space, is crowded now, not empty.
Anderson says Sanders' voting record didn't receive a lot of scrutiny in 2016 because the Republicans were happy to have him criticize Hillary Clinton, and the Clinton campaign didn't want to alienate Sanders' supporters. She predicts things will be very different this time if Sanders runs.
One of the things that happened is that Bernie got a pass on a lot of things when he was running against Hillary Clinton. He got a free ride. If he runs again, he's not going to be free from that.
Middlebury College political science professor Matt Dickinson says Sanders' strong showing in the early polls is both good and bad for the senator. On the plus side, Dickinson says the Sanders campaign learned a lot about presidential politics 4 years ago.
They have a much better idea of how the sequence of caucuses and primaries work, the importance of early money, all the things that he frankly has acknowledged that surprised him that first time around. There were just things that they weren't really prepared to do.
But Dickinson says there's also a downside for Sanders to be considered one of the front runners in this race.
When you are the front runner, you have a target on your back, a bullseye. And he will, like it or not be able to hide behind the outsider status anymore. He is going to be one of the front runners, and he's going to have to defend his record in a way that he did not in 2016.
Norwich University political science professor Ted Cohn notes that Sanders' campaign for a number of candidates who were successful in the 2018 elections, and that this gives him a base of support he didn't have in 2016.
And I think Bernie Sanders is positioning himself absolutely as the leader of at least the anti-Trump forces and the anti-Trump resistance. And I think that's one of the big takeaways of the 2018 midterms.
But Cohn wonders if this new wave of younger and more diverse Democrats will see Sanders as the future face of their party.
At the same time, he's not an outsider anymore. He's not an insurgent anymore. He'll be 79 years old in November of 2020. And isn't this something that's already been identified as being a problem inside the Democratic Party?
Recently, a group of former Sanders campaign workers released a letter alleging that complaints about sexual harassment against women during the 2016 campaign weren't taken seriously. The letter also charged that women were treated unfairly in terms of their responsibilities and their salaries. Sanders responded this way on CNN when questioned about the allegations.
I certainly apologize to any woman who felt that she was not treated appropriately. And of course, if I run, we will do better next time.
Sanders was asked if he personally knew about these allegations during the campaign.
I was a little bit busy running around the country trying to make the case.
Middlebury professor Dickinson says Sanders' answer struck many political observers as dismissive. He says this is an issue that Sanders will have to address in a comprehensive way if he decides to run.
Just saying this campaign was large and it grew out faster than I can control is not really a strong selling point. So he has to confess in a way that appeals or at least makes the case that he recognizes the enormity of this problem and its significance to a lot of voters in a Me Too generation.
And Norwich professor Cohn says Sanders' poor handling of this issue could hurt him with a number of voters.
He's out of touch not only with the running of his campaign, what happened to the buck stops here, but I think it also has a greater danger of making him look out of touch with the larger social movement that's happening now.
There's enormous speculation if Sanders will run. What will be the deciding factor? Former campaign manager Weaver thinks the answer is pretty simple.
He very much wants to see a Trump defeated and Trumpism defeated. And, you know, if he genuinely believed that he was not the best person to take on Trump and didn't have the best chance to win in 2020, then I think, as he has said, he would not run.
The Democratic race is already underway. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has just returned from a campaign trip to Iowa, and former Vice President Joe Biden is expected to announce his intentions in the next 2 weeks. It's likely that Sanders will make a decision by the end of next month. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel.